12 o'clock. Let's discuss the five lechamisha dvarim. Shavas b'tamuz. This year is on Shabbos. Shabbos kodesh is Shavas b'tamuz. There are five tragic events that occurred on Shavas b'tamuz. It's a Mishnah, Masechta, and Masechta Mishnah. It's not a Gemara. It's not a Zohar. It's not some obscure art scroll. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It says. A footnote. It's not a footnote somewhere in Nazir and Daf Lamed Zayin on the bottom over there. It says there a footnote. What happened? This is a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masechta Tainis. Five events happen on Shavuos B'Tamuz, and five events happen on Tisha B'Av. Right away off the bat, I want to tell you a little drush. Off the bat, it's not five things. There are 10 things. There are the Aseres Adibros. There are 10 things. There is a team. You cannot separate one from the other. The Mishnah brings them together. There are five things that happened on Shavuos B'Tamuz, and there are five events that occurred on Tisha B'Av for a total of 10. 10 is a very significant number. Ba'asara ma'amorois nivra ha'olam. Ba'asara ma'amorois, the world was destroyed. And we destroyed the world. We caused these 10 things to happen. Just like Hashem created the world with 10 statements, just like the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, the Aseres HaDibrois, the world came to an end with 10 things. Zel u'mazeh. What are the 10 things that brought an end to this world? 5 happened on Shavuos B'Tamuz, and 5 happened 22 days later on Tisha B'Av. What are the 5 things? So on Shavuos B'Tamuz, number 1, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim with the Luchos, and what did he see? He saw the Jewish people were dancing. There was dancing lessons going on around the Egel. It was Lag B'Omer. They were all dancing around the fire. What was going on? It was dancing around the fire. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu? He shattered the Luchos. The haluchos ma'asei elokim hema, the hamichtav michtav elokim. How could it be the luchos mamish, the work of Hashem, was destroyed by man? It's a very great tragedy. Okay, make no mistake about it. Next thing, the talmud was bottle. Now everything here in the Mishnah is subject to debate. Are we discussing the bias rishon or the bias sheni? When exactly was the talmud bottle? It's not clear. Those who learn that we're referring to the time of the Bayis Rishon, it does not mean it was at the time when they broke down the walls of Yerushalayim. The siege of Yerushalayim was over a span of 2.5 years. The siege began on Asara B'Teves, and it went to the next Asara B'Teves, and the next Asara B'Teves, and then from then until Shavuos B'Tamuz, they finally broke open the walls. There was a siege, and the siege means there was no food going in, going out. There was no waste taken out. Dead bodies were not taken out. It was a churban, she'ein kamohu, a siege for 2.5 years. Maybe the first year of the siege, or maybe it was the second year of the siege, but it was not necessarily the last, because the third year was when they broke down the walls. So either the first year of the siege or the second year of the siege, if it was the Bayis Rishon, is when the Talmud came to an end. They stopped being makar the Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Ben Abraham, because there were no animals. Pashto, there's no animals. They needed to eat. They needed food. They didn't have any what to eat. So that was the end. If you learn that this took place during the Bayis Sheni, this is a very important point. Not everyone knows this point. The Bayis Sheni, the siege did not last, was not 2.5 years. The siege of the Bayis Sheni began in Chodesh Nisan. It was relatively a very short period of time. Nisan, I don't know when in Nisan. I don't know exactly when in Nisan. Sometime during Nisan. It's Nisan. It's 4.5 months. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Shavuos, 17 days. Three and a half months. What did I say? 3.5 months. Right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and 17 days into Tammuz. 3.5 months is the entire duration of the siege of the Bayis Sheni. And Bayis Rishon, it's a good thing to even be aware of. The Bayis Rishon, the siege was 2.5 years. The Bayis Sheni, the siege was 3.5 months. If this is discussed in the Bayis Sheni, so what then does it mean that the Talmud was bottled? It means even before there was a siege. Let's go back somewhere time in the middle of some tkufa towards the end of the Bayis Sheni, there just weren't any animals available. There were no more animals to be found. And therefore the Talmud was bought. Okay, next.
Speaking of sieges, how is that so with the Tavis?
It's when they laid siege. That's when they began the siege, and the breaching of the walls, they broke the walls down, took place on Shavuos Batamas. Okay, next. What else happened? Well, we know the main thing is that the walls were breached. The wall, now which bias are we discussing? This is the Machlekes, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi. There's no question that during the Bayis Sheni, the walls were breached on the 17th day of Tammuz. There is a Machlekes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, when they breached the walls of the Bayis Rishon. Did it happen on the 17th day? Or did it happen on the 9th day? In Sefer Yirmiya, it says it happened on the 9th day. How can Chazal then say it happened on the 17th day? They lost track of time. They lost track of time, and what they wrote in Sefer Yirmiya was a mistake because they were so confused. This represents the biggest chil Hashem. Because what does it say in Sefer Devarim? When it comes to Zman, ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim asher yoyim, the goyim will say, mi chocham kagoy hanoven hazeh. There is no nation in the world that is as brilliant, as clever, and knowledgeable like Klal Yisrael. And what do Chazal say? What element of Chochmah are the Goyim referring to? They don't have an appreciation of Torah. They're not a connoisseur to tell us, oh, they appreciate the Chochmah Satorah. They don't know from Torah. So what Chochmah are they referring to? It is the Soid Ho'ibur, which basically for our purpose can translate, which is time. The knowledge to understand the nature of time, the science of time. There is no one in the world that has expertise in understanding how time works like the Jewish people. Could you imagine? We are the world-renowned experts in time, and we couldn't even get the calendar date right. Couldn't even get it right. It was really the 17th day of Tammuz, and they really believed it was the 9th day of Tammuz. They were off by 8 days. Shocking. We know we can split seconds. We know the theory of relativity. We know string theory. You name it. We know time like no one knows time. And here, you can't even get the calendar date right. It goes to show how far we fell. Yeah, exactly. How is it possible? Good question. When you're starving to death, look, in the Holocaust, In the concentration in camps, they lost track of time. It was Yechidim who made private calendars and spent a lot of time keeping track of the day. When is Yom Kippur? When is Rosh Hashanah? The average person who went through Auschwitz, they didn't know what Shabbos. They lost track of time. When you don't have what to eat and you're starving to death and they're torturing you, that's what happened. Okay. Why is it different? Why is it different? All right, let's go further. Let's go further. Next. Next thing is Sodaf Apostomus. Apostomus es HaTorah. Apostomus, he burnt a Sefer Torah. Now, what is this all about? Who is Apostomus? What Kufa was he from? So this also is subject to a lot of debate. Who exactly was he? A Yavon? Was he from during the time of the Yavonim? L'chari, he was from. This was not during the time. This was during the Bayis Sheni, and he was from. This is before the base Hamikdash was destroyed. This was during the time of the Yavon, the Hanukkah time period, and the Hanukkah time period he burnt the Sefer Torah. Some say no. Apostionis was a general or someone that towards the tail end of the Bayis Rishon. It's not so clear who is exactly Apostionus, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. We'll leave it with that. Now, one thing though, which really is this is a very beautiful thing, which Rabbi Tezna he quotes this information. There seems to be a discussion of why it says Hato the Hei Hayidia, Hatoira. Why the Hei Hayidia? So some want to say that Apostionis, he burned the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote that was in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not likely. It's not mistaken that he would have Shlita to burn the Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish. It's very, 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 it's a far-fetched thing to say that. Some say he burned the Sefer of Ezra HaSefer. When he came to Bavel, he wrote a Sefer Torah, Ezra Sefer Torah. All right, it's not as bad as saying it was Moshe's Sefer Torah, but it's also a little bit far-fetched. Now, some want to say an idea which to authenticate all the other Sefer Torah. Some want to say an idea. Now, it doesn't answer the question because it's an amazing idea, but it has problems. We know in the Kinos, we learn about in Kinos, we learn in the Navi, the Kinos, we learn that Yoshiyahu brought about the greatest Baal Teshuvah movement in the history of Klal Yisrael. How did it begin? In those days, they were thoroughly ignorant. They did not even know what a Sefer Torah looked like. Yoshiyahu was doing tshuva, and he wanted to do renovations on the Beis HaMikdash. He called in his top people, and they began renovations. And in the process of doing renovations, they discovered, buried somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash, a Sefer Torah. They opened up the Sefer Torah, and it was open to the Toichocha of Parashas Kisavo. They brought it to Yoshiyahu, he read it, and he was shaken up. The Hashkocha Pratis, Yoylech Hashem es Malkicha, El Am Asher Lo Yodata, Hashem will take your king to a nation that you do not know. It shook him up. Hashkocha Pratis, that this Sefer should be hidden away for so many years, and now should be found, open Dafka to this column, he was shaken up. And that aroused him to do tshuva, and in the process, he brought the entire Klal Yisrael under his wings. It led to the greatest Baal Tshuva movement in the history of Klal Yisrael. Some want to suggest an incredible chiddush, a beautiful yisoid, when it says here that Aspasionis, he burnt a hot Torah, it was that Torah. What?
Not Aspasionis,
Apostomos. Apostomos. Apostomos burned that Torah, which represented the Baal Teshuva movement. It was very painful because Klal Yisrael needs to do tshuva. That's what it's all about. Basically, what happened when he burned that Sefer Torah? What he did was, in essence, he prevented Klal Yisrael from doing tshuva. Here, there was a tkufa, whether it was the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni. Klal Yisrael, in order to prevent the Beis HaMikdash from being destroyed, they have to be chozer b'shuva. By shutting down all of the kiruv organizations, the government passed a law. Every Chabad house, shut down. Could you imagine? Shut down all of the yeshivas that specialize in kiruv v'chaykim. A law is passed, being mevatel kiruv. You can be religious. You can sit and kollel your whole life. But kiruv? Kiruv v'chaykim? Penalty of death. That's the end of Klal Yisrael. That would be the end of Klal Yisrael if there would not be kiruv. By burning the Sefer Torah, HaTorah, that was found by Yoshiyahu, which inspired the Baal Tshuva movement, Chazal are telling us, is that Apotamos is not just burning a Sefer Torah. He put into motion a koyach in Klal Yisrael that there should not be a koyach to do tshuva. Okay, running out of time. The last thing.
Why wouldn't that be in the Navi?
Why wouldn't it be in the Navi? Not everything is in the Navi. Not
such a major Rebbe saying.
Could be during the Bayis Sheni. Apotamos could be during the Bayis Sheni. If it was that true, if it was. Or even the Bayis Rishon. Not everything is there. Okay, Rabbi, in the back. Can I please? It's not right. Okay, it's not right. Huh? Okay, next. The last thing was that. They put a tselem in the heichal. A tselem was put, an idol was put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim which bias? If it's the bias Rishon, this was done by Menashe. If it was the bias Sheni, we don't know exactly, probably the Yevonim. A tselem was put in the heichal. Okay, very quickly. Now, I'm going to tell you one more point. We're going to finish it very quickly. Those are the five things that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. The Mishnah goes Zvaitin tells us there are five more things that happened on. No, it's not. It's not right. Okay, it's not right. It's bad enough. The whole shiur, I have to put up with this. This is really not right. It's really a big chutzpah. It's not right. It's not right. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the time of the Bayis, the Tisha B'Av, there were five things that happened during Tisha B'Av. What are the five things that happened during Tisha B'Av? Number one was the Meraglim. The Meraglim came back and they a Bechia L'Doyreis. Number two, the Churban Bayis Rishon. Number three, Churban Bayis Sheni. Number four, Beitar was destroyed. Number five, Nechreshohi'ir, the Har HaBayis was plowed over. I want to suggest that the five of Shavasa B'Tammuz directly correspond to the five of Tisha B'Av. Look at the five, how they correspond one connecting the other. The first one was the Shviras HaLuchas. What was the Shviras HaLuchas? What does it correspond to? Bechia L'Doyreis. Bechia L'Doyreis, the Meraglim. The Meraglim come back, and what do the Meraglim say? The Meraglim say Eretz Yisrael is no good. They cry, we're not going into Eretz Yisrael. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a double purpose. Mitzad Echad, Ta'avdun, Es Elokim, Alohar Hazeh. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to mekabel the Torah. But what is Yitzias Mitzrayim? V'yotzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti, v'he, v'esi. It's totally zeh b'zeh. Toras Eretz Yisrael. It's totally zeh b'zeh. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. Hashem says to Moshe, but ta'avdun es elokim alohar hazeh. You're going to be mekabel the Torah. So I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Oh, wait, and leave you in the desert? Yitzias Mitzrayim is v'yotzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'lokachti, v'he, v'esi. They're totally zeh b'zeh. With the shviras haluchois, there's no purpose anymore in Eretz Yisrael. So the first thing that happened on Shavuos V'Tammuz directly correlates to the first thing that happened on Tisha B'Av. What's the second thing that happened on Shavuos V'Tammuz? The second thing was the Tumid was bottle. What does that correspond to? The Churban Bayis Rishon. The Beis Hamikdash is the place of Avodah. The place to work. If you're not going to do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, what do you need the Beis Hamikdash for? What do you need it for? It's just a museum. The Beis Hamikdash is the place where you bring korbanos. So the Bidul HaTamid is the Avodah. If you're not doing Avodah, I don't need big buildings, Hashem says. I don't need beautiful buildings or open once a month. For a Shchodesh benching, will open up the building. That's not what it's about. The building is to be used. If there's no Tamid, you're not offering korbanos, who needs the building? What's the third thing that happened on Shavuos V'Tammuz? The third thing is apotimos. He burnt. I'm sorry. The walls were breached. The walls were breached, and that corresponds to the Churban Bayis Sheni. Why does the walls being breached correspond to the Churban Bayis Sheni? I don't know. It's related. Obviously, it's related. I can't.
You were able to reach the basement.
We at least the Bayis Sheni was not. The Bayis Rishon. But the Bayis Sheni, it represented, what did the Bayis Sheni represent? It represented really more so than the Bayis Shechina, it's our Eretz Yisrael. The Bayis Sheni was not the glory of the Bayis Rishon. The five miracles didn't happen, the Shechina was not there with the intensity. But the Bayis Sheni, it represented Eretz Yisrael. That it did, the Kedusha Sa'aretz. The Bayis Rishon was more than the Kedusha Sa'aretz. It was Mamish, the Shechina Mamish. The Bayis Sheni didn't have that element, but it had, it's our land. This is Eretz Yisrael, this is our land. The breaching of the walls, this was the last holdout of Jews, the last few Jews in that time, they squeezed into Yerushalayim. When they breached the walls of Yerushalayim, that's it, that was Golos, it was over. We lost Eretz Yisrael. It's totally zeh b'zeh. You appreciate, the Bayis Rishon was the Shechina, the Bayis Sheni was more, it's our land, our makom, our home. And the breaching of the walls meant that's the end. You're leaving this land, you're leaving Yerushalayim, you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're going into Golis. Number four, apotimos, his son of Hesatoro corresponded to Beitar. That's mamish, fits like a glove. What was the Churban of Beitar? Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. The Churban of Beitar corresponded with the Asara Haruge Malchus. It's the same, Tkufa of the same time. It represented the Koyach of Torah. That was the last, even though there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash, for 52 years, there was a Yishuv, some say 52, some say 73. There was a Yishuv of Torah in Beitar. headed by Rabbi Akiva and his 24,000 Talmidim, and the Churban of Beitar was the Churban of Torah. It's the Sreifas HaTorah. Perfect. And the last is they put at Salem and Shivas Batamas at Salem Behechel. That corresponds to Nechreshah Ir. Putting a Salem, making the Beis HaMikdash into a place of Avodah Zarah, it's Ki'ilu, there is no Beis HaMikdash. You can't have a Beis HaMikdash and have a Salem. It's a lesson. If you have a Beis HaKnesses, and the Beis HaKnesses becomes a place for Lashon Hara, for a place to do Averois, it just becomes a Wi-Fi hotspot for everyone. If this is what the Beis HaKnesses turns into, you come to shul because they have good Wi-Fi and good air conditioning and a clean bathroom. I don't have that in my house, such good Wi-Fi and a clean bathroom and good air conditioning. So that's why I come to shul. If that's what the shul is all about, if it's Tzeil and Behechel, you know what? We don't need this. Nech Reshah HaIr, the city was plowed, the Harabais was plowed, it doesn't exist. Having a makom, and in the makom you're doing the wrong things, you're abusing the kedushas al makom, it's ki'ilu, the makom doesn't exist. So it's very clear, I think, that it's not five things, it's 10 things. Ze l'uma ze. These are the mitzarim, the two boundaries, they directly correlate, they directly correspond one to the other. Have a wonderful day. We're going to show you all tomorrow. Thank you.